You're listening to A War on Love. Enjoy. It was 9:39. We were off to defeat the Germans once again. We were on the march to death towards HMS Dublin. While scared, I was lucky. I had my best friend in the regiment. He'd seen warfare. He gambled with his life. He would roll the dice with death. I would roll the dice with love in a game of risk.
I looked on feeling selfish. They risked their lives for our freedom. Yet my pain would not go away. Only a year after my brother's companion changed my life. It was all about to change. I doubt he noticed. The dark and mysterious war would ruin everything.
My time had come. Greatness awaited. My sister looked on worriedly. My best friend shuffled nervously. But I had waited for this. My training prepared me. My time had come.
He's the best in the regiment. Oh, I heard he's the best.
He's going to kill loads of Germans.
Oh,
he's the one.
Oh, he's the best.
He's the universal soldier.
Knows how he goes.
Oh, I heard he was half robot.
Colonel, are you scared for your sister?
No, we will defend her.
Do you believe in God?
Yes, God defends Queen and country.
Oh. So that means you've got your prayer book?
Of course.
So do you think God hears our prayers?
We can only hope.
I hope your sister prays for us. Is that you?
Of course it's me.
You've changed so much.
I'm a woman now.
You are. You are indeed. I've seen the pictures you've sent, but seeing you in real life is just something else. You know, I've been through the last 7 years or 6 years or 5 years. And
my
it's
brother?
Just, yeah.
How did he go?
Yeah, of course. It was horrible. I was there with him. But he died valiantly. Right, you can take that to the grave with you. He died defending Queen and country.
I need to know what happened for closure.
On me, lads, on me!
I remember it like it was yesterday. We were in France defending it because the Germans were retreating at this point. And the Germans were about 50 metres away. And your brother, he was amazing with the mortar. And we said to him, listen, can you get to those Germans? They're about 50 metres away. And no, he didn't care that we were under heavy fire. He wanted to be the hero, because that's what he's always been like. And
move forward!
If he was going to get to it, he'd have to run 20 metres before he could actually get himself a clear shot. And that's what he did. And he ducked to the left. He ducked to the right. He had no idea. He was taking shots, but he ducked, and he ran to miss them all. And then all of a sudden, he got hit. Three shots. And he dropped. I didn't even look around what was going around. I just jumped to him. I ran to him. I ducked to the firing squad myself. And I dragged him into cover.
I'm dead.
No, you're not.
I'm as good as gone.
No, you're not.
Medic!
You're going to survive this.
Medic!
You can do this.
I'm telling you. Make it back. Make it back for my sister.
You know?
I've always known.
I love her.
I've always known.
Colonel, I've always loved her.
I know.
Will it bring you peace to know that I'll look after her? I'm going to take that as a yes. So, I don't know if you know this, but I came back for you.
I want to have the monopoly on your heart.
India, do you love me? I wish I had a Cluedo.
My appetite for you makes me feel like a hungry, hungry hippo.
I feel like a bishop trying to capture a queen. That's all for this episode, War on Love.
Yeah! Yeah!